Hello and welcome. My name is Declan. I'm a librarian with the Kilkenny County Council Library Service and I'm based in the Local Studies Department. Today in the second of two short talks on aspects of St. John's Parish here in Kilkenny City, we're going to look at education in the parish and a brief potted history of the Magdalen Castle. The provision of education facilities has a long tradition in the parish of St. John's. In 1667, James Butler, 1st Duke of Ormond, established a free church in a large house in John Street. This school is the direct ancestor of Kilkenny College, which is now based on the Castlecomer Road. During this period, Richard Pocock, the famous traveller and Anglican Bishop of Ossory and later of Meath, founded a linen weaving factory in Greens Hill. This was known as Lintown and included a school where apprentices were educated in all aspects of linen production. The Lintown School was later transferred to the Charter School in Brownstown. As this was funded by the Pocock family, it became known as the Pocock School. This amalgamated Kilkenny College at the turn of the century. Prior to the establishment of the National Board of Education in 1831, a number of small private fee-paying schools operated in the parish. These served both Catholic and Protestant students. At various times, schools operated in Madeline Street, Seminary Lane, Michael Street, the New Road, and two in John Street. In 1896, the De La Salle brothers arrived in the parish. Up to 1984, they provided teachers and principals for St. John's Bible School in Ballybuck Street. This school opened in 1952 and replaced an older school that operated at Wine Gap at the top of Madeline Street. Another school was founded on John's Quay prior to 1840. This was known as the Norview School and was founded by a Dr. Gregory von Fangel, a German teacher who emphasised memory retention methodologies in his teaching practices. This school was generally known as the Fangelin School. It is believed to have closed after 1873. The school building now houses the Home Rule Club. Farther up the quay is another primary school known as the Lake. This school, built in 1937, replaced an earlier school on the same site, also known as the Lake. This had been built in 1908. Prior to that, both girls and infants had attended the old Wine Gap School with the boys. The area known as the Lake was a low-lying grass-covered area between Michael Street and the River Nore. As it frequently flooded, this may be the origin of the name. In the rural parts of the parish prior to 1830, most education was carried out through hedge schools. A school was built in Dunmore around 1835. It closed in 1966 and its pupils transferred to the Lake. In Johnswell, a school was also opened during the same period. The present school in Johnswell was built in 1950. And now we're going to have a brief look at the history of the Magdalen Castle. It's not generally known when the first leper hospital was established in Magdalen Street, but it was probably post 1200. At least three separate tower houses may have been built in this area by William Marshall. During this period, the street housed a large number of barns used to store grain. The towers and walls protected these. The name Magdalen or Magdalen was associated with Spittal Hospitals, built to house Lazars or lepers. Lepers were traditionally associated with Mary Magdalene. There is evidence that a hospital operated in the area from 1327. These hospitals had long association with St. John's Priory. The current tower probably dates post 1500 and formed part of the hospital of St. Mary Magdalene. It is mentioned in 1541 as a small castle roof with tiles which was built for the defence of the lepers and the dwellers in the suburbs. It was mentioned in corporation leases from 1598, where some of it was set aside for leopards. Gaps in the stonework on the south face indicate where a stone arch gate was formerly attached. This gate appears in a picture painted circa 1760 and was either an outer gate into the city itself or a gate into the precincts of the Magdalen Hospital. It was later granted to the Kilkenny Corporation by Charles I.